Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the One Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the way of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light. To at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah! Well, well, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Another episode, a very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Hidden Meow, Ministries. Indeed, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Indeed, it's a very, very precious, precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High is healing our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, I must tell things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide and to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has always had a plan. I repeat, the Most High has always had a plan. Human conscience. The sense of order, always necessary, that man again is true to the very initial creative forces that set all things in this universe in order. It's imperative that we must understand that man, without question, was created to resonate the thoughts of his maker. And to resonate the thoughts of his maker alone. Surely without question, my brothers and sisters, man was created, as the scripture said, most I put a breath in him, the breath of life. And in understanding this, the word for breath being neshama, we should understand, in understanding the meaning of that Hebrew word, neshama, very powerful word. Indeed understand, my brothers and sisters, without question, that man was created, again, not only to resonate the mind of his maker, but collectively to do so. And not only collectively to do so, my brothers and sisters, but to preserve the integrity of that initial mindset. It was always important that we understand this, but that knowing the fact that the only offering the Most High will ever accept of mankind is peace, we should have always been wise enough to know it imperative that the truth we are given, that we never forget. Hopefully, the transmission has been a little bit better this night than it has been on last evening. Last evening, we had a little bit of breakup for some reason. Hopefully, the bands with we're pouring into Blog Talk Radio allows for a bit more clarity than we have in the past evening. It's just been reported to me that perhaps we got a little bit of breakup. Hopefully, those of you who are able to hear can hear one part of the country that might be hearing. It might be clear to them, but not necessarily in other parts. But hopefully, the whistle might be understood. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we must know. Man is not created to be contentious, man against man, but his brother. Man was not created to disagree with his creator, but to harmonize as one with him. Man was not created to appear after the image of his man, resonating the thoughts of another. Most High created man, my brothers and sisters, to function after the pattern of life itself, the attainment of conscience, beyond all contradiction. I repeat, the attainment of conscience beyond all contradiction. We must know that when the Most High has reiterated as a first command to mankind that he is one, what it really means, my brothers and sisters, if we are if we have a spirit and a heart to receive it, is that the oneness that he is must be a standard, a model, a representative reference point for us all, knowing that pure incompletion offers only one choice, discerning that the way of peace, my brothers and sisters, must be that we seek all that is his pure and perfect will, reverent and thankful, having gratitude unto the Most High for the gift of his spirit that teaches all things, even to bring all that is reality, even the way of conscience to remembrance. We have to realize something. The very word conscience, what it is a collective of ideas that men hold dear in their hearts that shape their very perception of what is right and what is wrong. Our brothers and sisters, there must be deliverance from every manner of darkness and standard. It causes men to become insentient. It causes men to act after all manner of deviation and evil without shame. Understand what I mean? The Hebrew word for evil, that concept, my brothers and sisters, relates to deviation from a perfect state, a falling away from consideration of all the Most High in the beginning intended. Here, my brothers and sisters, in that we must understand this, that it is imperative that all the Most High has granted us from the beginning must be remembered. Mankind will be held accountable according to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. I would implore you to give exact close examination of the scriptures at Acts 3:18 through 23. Acts 3:18 through how about setting all things in order, bringing all things to remembrance, bringing all things to remembrance according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And the scripture tells us that whoever will not conform and confirm to everything spoken when he comes as a prophet to reveal again that pure and perfect testimony, whoever will not hearken to that fullness will be cut off from among the people. Why? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Every partial standard is the reason why this world is in contention today. The very fact that there is no peace means that some are worshiping, hearing, my brothers and sisters, deviant standards, not in all things true unto the recollection. All that we as beings who are the habitations for the Spirit, how about habitations and vessels, even like, if you will, living tablets upon which the law, Most High, should be written. That we transcend all the miscreant lawlessness of every, hear me now, denominational, national, political, social, cultural, and every manner of pseudo-religious standard that men have imagined to call wise in the arrogance of a hasty ignorance. I want you to consider what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters. By no means does the Spirit of the Most High deny the truth of the Most High. Let me repeat that. By no means can any man say that after the Spirit of the Most High, can any man deny the truth of the Most High? Where from whence then do contentions exist? I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, men, in their pride, arrogance of ignorance, have very often sought to establish institutionalities, political, social, national, pseudo-religious, cultural, after which they desired to imagine that there was no sense of conscience that needed to be attained beyond that which is common to men. At the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, men have only created insentient standards, inconscient standards, desires to be preserved by maintaining ignorance. What do I mean by that? Think about what Messiah said. The Spirit of the Most High is upon me. Hey, the Spirit that teaches all things. Preach the gospel. The very word for gospel, my brothers and sisters, relates a pure, perfect, and whole word. It's the gospel of peace. The very word for peace in Hebrew also relates the idea about rest or harmony relative to a complete and total. Hear me, my brothers. I said complete and total respect, reverent, admiration, diligence, allegiance to the mind of the Maker. Think of what I mean here. Messiah said, your righteousness, ultimately, he said, must exceed that of all your leaders. Else you shall not enter, hear me now, what is ultimately considered not the kingdom of Yah. And the very word Yah, the name of the Most High, relates that he is all that he is, everything that he is. He said, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, your righteousness, or your sense of what is the perfect will, must exceed, how about this, my brothers and sisters, the partiality and the actions of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of peace. Messiah did not come that the covenant be broken, but that the covenant, my brothers and sisters, be restored and taught fully according to all the Most High from the beginning intended. Think about it. He said, all power. How about an empowerment from on high by the Spirit being given unto him? A capacity to comprehend and convey the word of the Most High in its integrity. That is the authority, empowerment from on high. He said, go forth, therefore, and teach all nations. I heard all nations. Psalms 19:7-14. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. Meaning, if man does not seek the perfect will of Yah, he's not yet been fully converted, not been fully, if you will, changed in his heart. He said, go forth and convert all nations. How about teach them what they have forgotten? Raise the conscience unto a fullness that all might agree in all things. That, my brothers and sisters, is the law, the order, the peace of the Most High. Stand something. The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not any man's carnal or short-sighted fleshly interpretation of the holy words. Knowing what is said and not knowing why it's said, it is to miss the point, oftentimes to miscommunicate. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The law of the Most High is what is required that all men might love, trust, cooperate, functioning as one, unto one goal together. That is the order. And my brothers and sisters, if a man considers himself wise in denial, even the least of what the Most has spoken, My brothers and sisters, not only has he broken the law, or broken the order of things, but he's dead to call him one. What? As some have said, having a right to rule, breaking the law, overruling the Father, the Most High. My brothers and sisters, such a deleterious thing. No man should call himself wise in doing. It's a foolish man, my brothers and sisters, who believes that he somehow comprehends the whys and wherefores of divine word even greater or better, if you will, than the Father himself who spoke them. That is the perversity, my brothers and sisters, that we see in this world that must be overthrown. The end of the lie must come, that life and peace begin. Read closely for yourself with such scriptures as those that Isaiah 29:8-15. Scriptures talk about man, all men being false sons, if they will not hear the thoughts, the counsel of the Most High, referring to upon sin, fallen standard upon fallen standard, expecting this to be counted wise when the end result can only be mass confusion. I repeat, the only way that there can continue to exist contentions, arguments, foolish arguments, no peace in the world, is that men have entertained the thoughts of another. Therefore, by no means can it ever be that the Most High could ever count valid the thoughts of any man that are strongly, steadfastly founded upon the knowledge of him. All such thinking is carnal-minded. It is fleshly. Let me see if I can explain that. In the book of Romans, we find the scriptures which tells us that we walk in the flesh or in our physical body after the flesh, or let's just say the less vibrations of self-righteousness, inconjunct mind. Yes, I said inconjunct mind because the Spirit harmonizes the minds of mankind. We walk after the flesh, disconnected from the thoughts of the Most High, disconnected from the discretion that should make us one. If we walk after the flesh, the scripture says we will die. But if we subdue the flesh by the Spirit, a higher testimony of the Most High, our conscience he gives by his Spirit, the greater discretion he gives by his Spirit, that we function as one, then shall we live again. The Most High has made it quite plain if we read the scripture closely. The only offering he will accept to mankind is peace. And the only hope for that peace is after a pure, perfect harmony with himself. Even again, by the Spirit, with all things, bring all things to remembrance. Proving, wherever it is, my brothers and sisters, that men have not comprehended to speak rightly the thoughts that underlie the truth of the Scriptures, the inspired word of Yah. Think about it. Romans. Still thinking about Romans 8. The Apostle Shaul also spoke about the idea, I thank the Most High for deliverance through Yeshua, a Mashiach, inconsiderate, insentient, irreverent, without a reference point, if you will, mind. You see, I see another law working in his members. Hey, that means that man must do or overcome whatever self-righteous greed, selfish ambition, all the defenders placed my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying again, every lie man believes, race inclusion, every fatal flattery man believes, act as obstacles against attainment of the conscience that must be the mutual respect and reverence of us all. Every lie man believes is an obstacle against realizing even the need to attain the greater dimensions of truth. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, we understand what the scriptures mean when it says carnal mind is enmity and law of Yah. Carnal mind despises the idea of having to recognize that there is a consciousness greater than that which is ordinarily common to men. Businesses seeks to count itself a God or even a perfect self. As if to say that men in carnality and in conjunction. Respect and humility for the great mind of Yah. What are men thought to do with one another after the ideals, fallen, partial, polluted, even as such intrusion against pretensions be associated with the Most High Himself, fully in that respect, blaspheming, establishing mockeries against the Holy Name. Scripture says you shall not take his name in vain, which means you don't make an oath or a vow in his name unto any less than the force of all that he requires and all that he is. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, is treachery. In the book of Jacob, they call James, if though we be scattered among the nations, in other words, under other rulers who have other objectives and agendas, Most High still requires unto himself a perfect word. If we lack the wisdom, the discretion to know the difference, we must ask him. Certainly, without question, my brothers and sisters, there's much truth that the Most High would reveal, that the rulers of this world would prefer the men never know, that they consider themselves wise. Many are they who follow after all manner of wickedness, lawlessness, that's what that word means, less than what so they simply cannot discern. But exceeding truth, the Most High must requires of the mind that it must attain, that it must attain. A law, my brothers and sisters, is a mutual sense of order. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High will be the ruler of his kingdom. It must be understood that the Most High himself, who is the maker, I repeat, that the Most High, who is the maker, must be revered in the fullness of all that he requires of mankind as the only power, the only inspiration by which a thing is determined. Give me now, my brothers and sisters, worthy unto divine service to survive. Understand, my brothers and sisters, if any man then seeks to establish another standard, or establish a standard that ideal, even if you will, celebration, that does not give reverence to the mind of the Most High, it, in fact, my brothers and sisters, is an obstacle. It's time we understand the reality. Because again, my brothers and sisters, there's no reason whatsoever for the Most High to honor or validate the thoughts of another who would repeat and the conveyance of his perfect word, after which all must ultimately agree. Again, my brothers and sisters, man was created after the said it before, that word had a few very powerful principles that are come to the Hebrew language. In it, we find the words we find the word Shem, we find the word Shema, we find the word Amma. Contained in this word, my brothers and sisters, and what it means is that man must, in his humility, seek the Most High beyond himself. I said man must seek the truth of the Most High beyond himself, that we are to harmonize on the absolute will of one. Reading the scriptures, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. For the kingdom of Yah is at hand. Realize that those scriptures in Isaiah 40 through 41 relate the coming of the king who would judge all, not according to what ordinary standards, ordinary eyes see, ordinary what ordinary ears hear, but what after the spirit of the Most High shall judge. Meaning that in order for man to agree with the Most High, he must have experience and maturation and the power of that spirit that would teach again He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. That means teach men beyond all the partial standards that have been a stasis against their awakening, that there be no disagreement from brothers and sisters amongst those who would call upon the name of him who is one, that we realize we can only honor him when declared we are willing to reason together, not just spouting words by rote, but seeking to discern the reasoning behind, the purpose behind all things the Most High has said, that in all things, my brothers and sisters, in seeking to obey the commandments, we obey his direct instruction and command. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 30 calls all men in the respect that if they hearken to a counsel with regard to the Holy Word, hearken to his counsel, he calls them yet false sons because they're disciplined. It's not from him. So we have to be very careful, my brothers and sisters, that we don't fall victim to what the scriptures call in Colossians. What does it say in Colossians? In Colossians 2 and 8. Beware lest any man beguile you or rob you after the principles of this world and not after the Messiah, not after his anointing. We are made complete. How about purged, baptized? Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, be purged as his disciples, as his people. Again, my brothers and sisters, carnal mind, the scripture says in Romans 8, is incapable of being true to the Most High. Cannot comprehend the high essence of his will. Meaning, carnal mind is sin unto death. Carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, man functioning without that greater spirit, that Nahum, that Neshama, that Shem, and that means honor unto the name of the Most High. That Shema, hearing the Most High, knowing that he is one, knowing to seek him with all mind, heart, soul, and might, that no man deceives one another in word nor deed, that we genuinely love one another. That word Amma, my brothers and sisters, is a word, as much as it relates master, it also relates servant. All being, if in respect, if you will, obligated to seek the full will of Yah, that we be our brother's keeper. That we preserve the knowledge of the covenant of the Most High in the world, and knowing as ancient Israel did, that if ever there are contentions amongst us, obligations unto the holy name and to one another as a people, to seek the absolute truth, to that the perfect ideal the Most High has declared might be preserved amongst us, lest we cease being a people. It's imperative that we know this. So again, my brothers and sisters, carnal-mindedness, functioning merely after the flesh, the lesser vibrations of the flesh, in conjunct, self-righteous, selfishly ambitious, greedy after our personal ideas, and not humble before, unwilling to humble ourselves unto a oneness before the Most High, is without question, my brothers and sisters, an insensitivity that in some ways can be counted as an inconscience that could also be called spiritual death. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, wherever men are not aware of the greater will of the Most High, or refuse to know what is the greater will of the Most High, which we deserve on standards, and desires to say they are wise, but they argue against the fullness of the truth, is only an argument, my brothers and sisters, for mutual defeat. Victory, my brothers and sisters, in attaining the truth beyond every apple of false and fallen looted standard this world ever might seek to endorse. This will reveal to us that the words I'm speaking now are without question true. Messiah made petitions for forgiveness, nor for disciples, for the carnal or double mindedness of those who love worldly contradictions. He said in Yohanan 17:8-9, that he had delivered the Father's words. This is just before his ascension, crucifixion. He said that he had delivered, and many and some who were his disciples came to know that his words were indeed from on high. And he said, I make no request for the worldly, but for those that the Most High had given him. Think about it. Messiah said, no man comes to me unless the Father draws him. No man comprehends the truth of the Most High. That's the Most High. Or comprehend the truth. The Most High granted Messiah. That's the Most High begins to open the minds to discern the imperatively important nature of every precept. Here, my brothers and sisters, say, I make no requests for the worldly. Those who would seek to establish their own rule, would seek to divide this world that belongs to the Most High. My brothers and sisters, impeding men's vision will only amass divisions. My brothers and sisters, the Most High said, sent Messiah. Said, Yah so loved the world. It was already divided, but it might have a chance to repent. Whoever believes in him, I didn't say the testimony of others. Whoever believes in him, I didn't say any misrepresentative. I didn't say any misadministration. I didn't say the multitude of denominations and nations that claim to make a vow to the Most High, but always understand his lesson. But whoever believes in him might not perish. I might attain conscience beyond contradiction, the conscience that is life. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. The networks of interdenominationalism, internationalism, wherein men, heaven help us, wherein very few know to seek the pure, perfect solution of the divine will. Everyone, so many functioning after compromises against the promise. Now, realizing in Genesis 17 that the promise was to a people who sought the perfect will of Yah. All such love of such departmentalism divided this world, perpetuation of darkness. It is a networking of mind after which the rulers of this world have sought to establish schemes to blind men against the truth of the Most High. What does Psalm 2 actually say? Why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? In other words, they accomplish peace for all things that men have made. Peace is something that is still yet lacking. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? It is because the earth of counsel collaborated, if you want to call it that, though contentious, teamed together, conspired together against the Most High, against his anointed. How about against the anointing that would show men how it is that the leaders have conspired together to lead so much that should have been considered, far from having been considered. Many follow after evil ones, deviant ones, because they have not understood, my brothers and sisters, what is complete and what is whole. Again, my brothers and sisters, evil, wickedness, lawlessness rather than lawfulness is a depreciation against the fullness of the Most High from the beginning intended. That's why he said your righteousness, your sense of justice, your sense of what is complete before the Most High must exceed that which is has become the priority of your variant leaders seeking to establish and maintain their own. Is that your righteousness, your sense of what is divine justice must exceed that which is pandered after so much fatal flattery amongst your leaders. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If any man seeks to deceive his brother, cause him to believe that he has attained what he has not, that's what it means. He is guilty even unto hellfire. So many times, my brothers and sisters, men parlay partial and polluted standards for the express purpose that men are oftentimes not compelled to so much more that yet indeed they truly do need. So I want you to understand something. Now look at this celebration of this custom they call All Hallows Eve, Halloween. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. To the polytheist mind, men have sought to blind themselves of their deviations. Whatever was considered able to defend itself in this world, whatever seemed perfect or complete of those who seem to have force or influence enough to influence others. Rather than seeing these standards as deviant or falling away from what was in the beginning, men, polytheist in nature, compromised and hypocritical in nature, double-minded, not seeking the pure, perfect ideal of one, sought to make an effect of every manner of fallen standard, make every manner of fallen standard a kind of God over the people. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, we know what this, this is the arrogance of those who would be rulers in this world, not ruling true to the Most High, have done. If some make God every false imagination of men imaginable, so as to harness the harness influence over the people, speaking in, if you will, my brothers and sisters, cagey manners, causes men to oftentimes believe that they say, while they say one thing, they may well mean another, mean and intend another, never to the mutual good, because understand they are ultimately friends of no one if they can be steadfast to the ideals, the absolute ideals of the Creator. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, who cannot have the fullness of what is divine will, is still yet in some respects, my brothers and sisters, you have to understand this, cut and dry, is still the servant of a fallen standard, even the obstacles that would be established after the fatal flatteries of a devil. Just simply the way it is. Must be understood. Brothers and sisters, there's much to be learned from the scripture. For instance, in Isaiah 5, 20 through 26, what are those who call evil good and good evil? What are those who call complete what is not? What are those who call what is incomplete as if it were perfect? For such a mind can only deny the Maker. Halloween, my brothers and sisters, you have to understand just an ancient Druidic control mechanism. Like so many other celebrations of man, intent to blind the minds against discerning a divine absolute. Carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, inconjunct, incapable of discerning what is necessary to be made whole before the Maker, seeks to establish the pretentious supposition of completion. Not after the Maker, but after the mind of a created thing. And in this case, my brothers and sisters, as I repeat, man was created after the spirit of Nishan, the breath of life, to attain consciousness beyond contradiction. But in entertaining the thoughts of another, man fell away from that higher spiritual power. And man left himself subject to be duped under the power of a deleterious being, having no desire for the good of any man, but only in seeking the perfect will of Yah can any man truly honor. Yeah, sometimes it's the timing of this custom. How many understand, my brothers and sisters? You look around and you start seeing things like how many parallels there seem to be between some of the accoutrements and traditions of this Halloween custom. Some folks even setting up what they call Halloween trees, heaven help us. Those who know the truth know this custom they call Xmas is, in fact, without question, to another pagan Druidic celebration like Halloween is, after what they call the Lord of Misrule. Misrule. Misrule is lordly. Think about it. Is that what they're telling? Ancient tradition, those who were to preside over the Saturnalia, Brumalia, Bacchanalia. Think of the parallels with that in Mardi Gras. December 17th to December 25th. Some say it after January 6th. Wow. Those who were to preside over that ceremony were oftentimes chosen at what they call All Hallows' Eve. Rome says they kept it because, hey, they gave, well, they called, they gave every day. Every day of their year, they gave it over to some, what they wanted to call, saint or God. All Saints Day, they called it. They got to a point where they didn't have enough days. So they said one day, October 31st, unto the remembrance of them all. Think about custom like Dios de los Muertos. Day they call it the Day of the Dead. Well, I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. I see a very hellish Sankofa going on here, because men are have not been willing to look back far enough to see beyond the incorporation, or let's just say the manifestation of their own institutions. Look back far enough, you won't see any divisions we see today. But men have sought to preserve the various contentions of variant patriarchy, a variant patriotism, preserving what men call a covenant while preserving a multitude of arguments, politics, polytheism, they can never honor the will of one, as if everybody has a right to their own definite freedom. If you read the scripture closely, you realize the only freedom is attainment, and the only victory is attaining the conscience that rulers seeking to preserve their own misideals, I said, exceeding all those fallen standards to attain access to the truth that leaders hid from you. How else, my brothers and sisters, can agree with the eye? Think about it. Makes you wonder sometimes the way men have sought for a right, a license unto hypocrisy, dissimulation, mockeries against the truth. Makes you wonder, my brothers and sisters, how much men have truly desired what is freedom, if freedom demands that men awaken to a divine absolute. Or have men preferred illusion, ill vision, lack of vision, division, rather than awaken to the pure perfect oneness the most requires, not only of mankind, my brothers and sisters, but of a universe and surely this world entire. The salvation of man beyond every fallen standard. Halloween, if you talk about it, what did they do? They had people believe that the dead came back and would haunt them if they did not honor them. The dead? What about all these dead folks? Why would they want to haunt folks? Why would they want to pull tricks on folks? Why do you want to play games? Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. Who made that game? They wanted people to honor the traditions of their variant nations, a control mechanism, my brothers and sisters, preying upon the superstitions of men. And they never should have been, my brothers and sisters. Something they never should have been. When Israel came out of Egypt, Most High did not tell them to walk after the ways of those who were trained after Egypt. When the people came out of Babylon, he did not tell them in Ezekiel to walk after the ways of their fathers who learned certain deleterious ways in Babylon. But if men are going to call holy a multitude of contentions of the idea, what is holiness? Did you hear me? There are no multitude of variant perfections, my brothers and sisters. There's one consummate conscience after which all must arrive if they are to live. The Most High will not allow constant contention and vexation against the force of his will. We are to grow in the grace, or, if you will, knowledge of Yah. Not running from that knowledge, but pursue it. This is what the Most High would have us to attain. And this is having a faith faithful with the will of one. But I look at these customs like, you know, what they call this Halloween thing. And prepares folk to insentiently and consciously, without shame, because they choose not to consider the greater will of Yah, Celebrate allegiances unto customs, my brothers and sisters, to give no honor unto the pattern of life and peace. The Most High from the beginning ordained gives no honor or even consideration to that ultimate ideal at all. Puts it this way. Warn them who are, if you will, of the spiritually dead, the inconscient, the lawless, those who shamefully have established all kind of misinstitutionality. Woe on them who inquire of the spiritually dead concerning the way of life. When I say spiritually dead, my brothers and sisters, how about the inconscient? How about those who have no sense of conscience, no collective knowledge of fact? Not enough collective knowledge of fact will that would bless, harmonize this world. Most God told me the greatest gift he would give is a law by which men might love, trust, and cooperate. And my brothers and sisters, a law is broken whenever it is partialized. Whenever it's partialized, my brothers and sisters, now in the fullness of what is divine will, it is double-mindedness. It is confusion. Why would the Most High speak to or offer teaching to someone who wants to get whatever he gives and bring it down to a lesser level rather than growing or seeking to grow unto a fullness the Most High requires? Remember, he said you don't take his name in vain. You don't swear by his name not to complete, seek to complete his will. Messiah said, you're my friend if you do everything that I command you. If you do everything that I command you. So people say that they are his friends, seeking that only part of his will be manifest and that he never be satisfied. Think again. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, only a dead, carnal, and sentient, fleshly, inconsiderate mind celebrate Yah hates, or can celebrate a fallen state of conscience. Celebrations of contradictions, brothers and sisters, is infidelity. It is instability. Carnal-minded, my brothers and sisters, is unbelief, because it cannot give consideration of all the Most High has declared must be the common expectation of all his people. That we recognize what, in fact, my brothers and sisters, is the way of peace, fruition, wholeness, surety of allegiance unto the will of one, celebration of any manner of contradictions. It is infidelity, my brothers and sisters, not stability. It is deception, my brothers and sisters. Men being deceived, not to perceive what they yet need to receive, causing damnable or damning divisions, rather than awakening to divine vision. I see a devilish Sankofa occurring amongst me, who say they look back so that they might forward. My brothers and sisters, if you look back to a mass of contradictions, how can you move beyond the quicksand? Man must look back far enough to see the state of human conscience, the state of conscience the Most High intended from the beginning, that is that's one, that's beyond all this mass of oppositions. That man found himself still worshiped up. This is a few days ago, yesterday, parents taking their children to a Halloween party. It's all for the kids. It's all fun.